Monday, May the 23rd, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Australia's new PM in Tokyo and no concessions from Ukraine. First, the world in brief. Anthony Albanese was sworn in as Australia's new Prime Minister, his Labour Party having defeated Scott Morrison's ruling Liberal National Coalition at the ballot box on Saturday. The growing popularity of independent candidates means he may have to govern without a majority. Mr. Albanese immediately promised to end his country's, quote, climate wars, envisioning Australia as, quote, a renewable energy superpower. He then sped to Japan for a summit of, quote, the Quad, an informal alliance aimed at containing China. The leaders of the Quad, America, Australia, India and Japan, gathered in Tokyo to mull a range of possible security collaborations, from satellite orbits down to the South China Sea. China regards their grouping as, quote, an Asian NATO, not a compliment. From Guangzhou, its foreign minister, Wang Yi, said the Quad is, quote, doomed to fail. The Financial Times reported it will soon announce a joint initiative to monitor and curb China's illegal fishing. The Ukrainian government ruled out ever conceding territory to Russia as part of a ceasefire deal. On Sunday, Andrzej Duda, Poland's president, told Ukraine's parliament that only they should decide their future. He said they should disregard, quote, disturbing voices appearing within Europe, demanding that Ukraine should acknowledge the demands of Russia. Russian forces intensified their attack on the Donbass region over the weekend. Beijing reported its highest number of COVID-19 cases during the current outbreak, triggering fears that China's capital might yet be put under a lockdown. Meanwhile, in Shanghai, where millions of residents have been stuck at home for weeks, new cases fell to a two-month low. In both cities, officials are trying frantically to adhere to a zero-COVID policy. The head of the World Health Organization ranked monkeypox as one of the, quote, formidable challenges facing the world, alongside COVID-19 and the war in Ukraine. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus made the remarks in Geneva, where experts convened to discuss the disease. More than 100 cases have been reported, mostly in Europe. But the virus is not very good at spreading, and existing vaccines can protect those at risk. A colonel in the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps was assassinated in Tehran. The IRGC is a shadowy military agency controlled directly by Iran's supreme leader, who outranks the president. Colonel Syed Kodai, who was reportedly shot by a team of two men on a motorbike, was part of a force that carried out operations abroad. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. Suspicions will fall on Israel. An independent inquiry into sexual abuse in the Southern Baptist Convention, America's largest Protestant denomination, found that high-ranking clergy denigrated victims and allowed alleged abusers to remain in their posts. A few leaders were, quote, singularly focused on avoiding liability, according to the report. The Baptists commissioned the third-party investigation after newspapers in Texas uncovered accusations against pastors in 2019. And fact of the day, 47 million. The number of additional people who could be driven into acute food insecurity by the war in Ukraine.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.